Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved.
This is Speaker Gerald Polly. It's November 28, 2007, and here's Jesus. These segments were originally released June 16th and 17th, 2003.
Nazarene, our friend Kathy in Minnesota is back with more questions. She asked, if homosexuality is a sickness or illness, as you say it is cancer, diabetes, schizophrenia, depression, kidney disease, heart disease, and all other physical and mental human sicknesses or illnesses, etc., why would a homosexual have to be condemned to the second death or not allowed into the kingdom of God, since all people with the above-mentioned sicknesses or illnesses are able to enter the kingdom of God or not be condemned?
Kathy, you ask a difficult question, and the truth of the matter is, some of the people with the conditions that you mentioned do not enter the kingdom of God. Some of them do great evil and are put out of the kingdom of God, just as those who practice homosexuality are put out of the kingdom of God. What matters in this situation is whether or not those people that have these problems do evil. There are people that are born with homicidal tendencies that constantly want to kill, but they go through all their life and they never harm anyone. There are people born with other mental disorders that go all through life and never harm another individual. The ones that cannot come into the kingdom of God are those that harm other individuals. Homosexuals harm other individuals. What they do harms others. And some of them even get in when they repent and give up this thing, stop doing it. But the thing is, Kathy, those cannot enter the kingdom of God that harm others.
And like we say, Nazarene, they can choose whether to do these things or not.
Absolutely, Alora, and we have no use whatsoever for those that say they can and say that they should be allowed to do these things because it's the way they are.
We'll be back after the break.
Jesus of Nazareth here. I am often asked, what do Mary Magdalene and I do for entertainment? Well, when we have an hour to spare, we love to watch Jimmy Kimmel Live. It is our favorite program. Their address is
www.jimmykimmellive.net.
Be sure to tell Jimmy you heard me speak of him here on Here's Jesus.
Nazarene, Kathy, and next question is, if God does not like people to wear handpieces, shave their head, etc., as your answer was to a question about if does God know how many hairs are on your head, but what about getting plastic surgery and reconstructive surgery if a person chooses to have it done to improve one's physical look? Is this okay with God or not?
This much depends, Kathy. If a person is injured, if something serious happens to them and they need reconstructive surgery to fix that damage so that they look normal, this is acceptable to God. If someone is growing old and doesn't want to look their age and has surgery to make themselves look younger, no, God does not approve of this. It is a waste of medical facilities, a waste of time, and a waste of money that should be spent for other things, for doing good for your family and your neighbors. This vanity that people have, that they're afraid of growing old and afraid of the natural looks of life, God does not accept. God does not permit. That is why we do not like hair color. We do not like makeup. It is God's way for the person to accept what they are as He has made them and to do good for other people and not worry about their physical appearance. If people properly take care of their bodies, very often in later life they don't need these surgeries and things to undo what they did to their body by abusing it. So God is very much against these things, Kathy.
Well, I guess I'm legal on all counts, Nazarene, with my plastic surgery.
Absolutely, Alora, and so is Demetrius with his poor nose.
We'll be back again.